Ashley Daniels here for the Real Housewives of New York After Show. We got Luann's wedding tonight. Lots to talk about, so stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Such a great song. I haven't heard this in a while.
It just reminds me, I was telling you guys, of the most amazing proposal video on YouTube. It's like a 27-minute video. It is Justin Baldoni from Jane the Virgin. So handsome, first off. But it brings all the tears. It's so funny. He does parodies of songs. And so he did a big flash mob, like right on the corner of Highland. And I think it was La Brea, right by that Target there.
Yeah.
And like, did the song right before he proposed to his wife. It's in a video, and then he walks It's so amazing. If you guys haven't seen the video and you have 27 minutes of free time, please check it out. It's amazing. And this song's featured in it.
It was such a huge production, too. I can only
imagine. It was.
Oh, my gosh.
She gives me the feels, guys.
Oh, I have the chilly bumps.
You guys? Yeah. All right. Hi, guys. Ashley Daniels here. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels. And who am I with tonight? Starting to my right.
Hey, guys. I'm Thomas Rulina. Please do me a favor and follow my YouTube channel, Your Time with Thomas.
Follow it. Check it out. I'm going to subscribe. I'm Lindsay Wagner. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wagner.
And it's Megan Stecker. You guys can follow all of my social medias. It's all Megan Stecker. It's all Megan Stecker. I love it. Just tweeting out our link for everybody so that people can tune in.
Because we're live.
Yes,
for Roni.
Thanks, guys, for the comments, by the way. We appreciate them, all of the nice ones. And for the people that express their feelings in a kind way, we also appreciate that. Not everybody's going to agree with what we say or what we talk about on here. And to the trolls, not sure why you're still listening to us if you don't like us. You keep coming back every week and you keep commenting.
We appreciate the view, though, right?
Yeah
just keep giving us views. Thank you so much. anyway, on to... But I'll tell you, the loyal people that have been since day one, love them. Love you guys. All right, let's start from the beginning. We have so much to talk about tonight. Finally, we got Luann's wedding, which, by the way, the dress. We all were a little on the fence. Like, was this dress going to look good on her? It was kind of triangular when she was doing her fitting. Lindsay said it first. It turned out fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The adjustments they did and the little, like, things they did to change just,
they
like,
cinched it things. A little bit, right?
They cinched it, like, the bodice of the dress and the top, because we were all kind of wondering about the, like, top part right here. You guys can see that. It just looks so much better and so much more chic than what it looked like when she had tried it on. It just looked, when she tried it on, almost dated. And it looked vamped up and glamorous. And it was really beautiful.
Everything is always nicer when the hair and the makeup come together. When you see it just hanging on a rack and the practice run, it's like, that doesn't look good. And like, we were kind of confused about how it looked. But yeah, I agree with you. It looked amazing.
It was gorgeous.
It really was.
And the wedding itself was really
beautiful.
Pretty.
Beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
I love that blue kind of light behind them when they were doing their vows and the flowers and the chandelier.
It was very elegant.
Gorgeous.
So and she planned the whole wedding herself.
I know. And it wasn't even like it was like she was in New York and she could go back and forth to the venue. She had to fly somewhere else. It was, you know, on location somewhere else where... Mm-hmm. You're not there till what, like maybe a couple days before the wedding. So everything is kind of happening once you're there. It's probably a lot more nerve wracking not having the location right there.
And how exciting for her that this is her first wedding that she actually got to have that moment, and it wasn't like, you know, she didn't elope. So it's nice.
Yeah.
It's great that you get that second opportunity, because there's some people that get later on in their life, they get divorced and then they don't have that again. So I'm happy that we see a housewife that got to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And just recently, I just saw today on E! I think it was E! News today or yesterday. Bethany's new boyfriend. I just wanted to talk about that. Or the man that she's been hanging out with. What a hunk. He is so cute. Six pack. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet, but he is so handsome.
He models, too.
He's an entrepreneur as well.
Yeah.
What's his name?
He's got his own business.
Yeah, I don't know. I gotta find out.
Nicholas Tony. I don't even know.
I remember what he looked like, for sure.
He
is gorgeous. They were on the beach together.
I need to see it.
Yes. So cute. So I was curious if you guys saw him and what you thought about the two of them together. I think they look great. And she seems really happy. But let's go into
I thought you were going to say something real quick. But I read today at work. I was actually jumping up and down, which I normally don't do. But NeNe Leakes is coming back to Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. I kind of knew that was going to happen, right? Didn't you feel that was going to... I mean, you needed official. I get it.
I needed official. I needed her to tweet it out. Yeah. And when she did, I was like, okay, great.
Yeah, that's
like,
going to be great.
Okay, I lied. His name is not Nicholas. It's not Russ.
Thoreau.
It's spelled like The Riot. Thoreau? I don't even know.
Okay, cutie.
But he's real hot.
Let me see. Do you have the picture?
He's real handsome. That's not a great picture of him, but he's very handsome, guys.
Yeah, you can tell. Totally.
We're all giving
you
tall thumbs up here.
You've got to Google him and his six-pack.
Ooh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Dennis who?
Yes.
I know. Dennis who? Bye.
Although I really like Dennis.
Leo in the chat wants to know who we think had the most beautiful wedding from the Housewife franchise.
Of all franchises or just New York?
I think all. You said all.
All of them?
Gotta think about the...
I know. Who's been married that we got to see get married. So many years.
Really good question.
Thinking about it right now, I can say Tamara.
I was going to say that.
Yes! You know what?
Because it's right at the beach.
And the dresses. And she had three different dresses.
I was going to say that.
Kim Zolciak's was a little bit too...
Which one?
Kim Zolciak, Bierman. Oh. Hers was a little bit over the top for me. It was beautiful,
she's
no
over
doubt.
The top, yeah. Yeah.
But she is over the top, and that's simply her. But I think Tamara.
That's how we vibe.
I love Pandora's on Beverly Hills.
I love Sheena's. I thought hers was beautiful at Lisa's house.
Yeah. Well, it's so crazy how they pulled off like $100,000 wedding on there.
I'm trying to get the comments on here so I can see them too for you guys. Okay. Well. Whatever. I'll have to figure it out after. So let's get started. So Sonia and Frenchie, Frenchie's over the house. He's cooking eggs. So he's giving Luann a break from making the
Sonia?
Eggs. No, Luann. You know how she always makes eggs francaise?
A la francaise.
I was making a joke that she's not making. It's all right. You just ruined the whole joke.
I'm sorry. I totally ruined the whole joke.
So analytical all the time, Lindsay. Just kidding. So Sonia.
Luann wasn't working that shift.
Anyway, Sonia, Frenchie, and Tinsley. And it seemed interesting to see Frenchie and Sonia today because we got so much of them together. Weird. And they're an interesting couple because I wasn't sure. I mean, I knew she was kind of dating Rocco, but like, I didn't know that he kind of knew. He seemed like he already knew. And he basically said that there's a difference between sleeping around and being open-minded. I don't know what he meant by that, but do you guys kind of...
He didn't look bothered.
No, he didn't really care.
But here's the thing. With him being... I don't think he feels threatened.
No.
Mm-hmm. I think he's a young, attractive, well-to-do guy himself. So he doesn't feel threatened by somebody older. I feel like he knew about Rocco because he is in social media. He's younger, so he's a little bit more attuned to social media and what's going on. Where about Rocco doesn't even know what's happening. And that's my question. Do they know about each other? And it looks like next week Rocco is going to find out.
This just felt like a Sonia episode. It started with her.
Yeah.
We got to see a lot of her. We got to be reminded that she's rich and she has money. She's going on trips. Where did she go? Phuket or somewhere? She's busy. I don't know. I feel like it was just a reminder of like who Sonia is. Because I just felt like it was a Sonia episode almost.
Well, I think that sometimes we get that where an episode will be more devoted to one person than the other.
This was Sonia's night.
Yeah, like we had
Even though it was Luann's.
We had Tom Schwartz from Vanderpump on The Tomorrow Show the other night, and he was talking a lot about editing and how the producers edit the show and like kind of how they balance it out. So if someone's not as nice and then someone's like, if someone's more of a villain and someone's more of a normal, not so much of a villain type of character, they will end up balancing it out edit-wise. And you can listen to the full thing on our website. But my point is, I think with editing, I think they really they try to balance not only the villains versus the more normal characters, but also just in general, like who's getting airtime. They keep tally, I feel, because everybody, you go back and you rewatch the whole season, you're like, oh, this was her episode. This was her episode. There's very rare times where I see that an episode's completely all of, like, every girl... gets
that's very true
a certain amount of time. Do you guys kind of feel that way?
I agree with you
totally.
On that.
Yeah, it just made me think differently about the way that they edit things, because if they're doing that on Bravo, obviously they're all
we didn't see same. Ramona's party. We saw a little bit of Bethany's, but like you said, this episode pretty much was all about Luann's after wedding party, and then Sonia and Frenchie and their relationship, and mostly centered around the two of them.
I meant to say Tom Sandoval. I'm sorry. I said Tom Schwartz. Sorry about that.
Tom Sandoval.
Yeah. Okay. So Tinsley says that she was supposed to connect with Frenchie, But then Sonia ended up taking him. We see this continual Sonia situation with men where she kind of like jumps in on a guy and wants them. I think she innocently does it, though. I don't think she's... I think if someone said to her, okay, I really like this guy, though. I really, really like him. I think she'd be like, okay, have him.
Yeah.
Do you guys feel that way?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. And I think she is a little territorial, though. If that's something that she wants, she's going to make sure that she lets you know. And then I feel like everybody's kind of scared of her in a way that they're just like, okay, Sonia, we know how you are. That's, you know, that type of person that's going to be like that. So
yeah,
you kind of leave her alone.
Yeah.
She gets what she wants.
Okay. So let's compare holiday parties. We didn't get a lot of Ramona's holiday party, but we saw a glimpse of it. Very Christmassy. We obviously saw Dorinda's party in the Berkshires, which was very cozy, Christmassy. Mm-hmm. And then we saw Bethany's. So which party do you think was, I don't know, one that was aesthetic-wise most welcoming or something, a party you would want to be at the most out of all three of them?
I'm going to Bethany's party.
Okay.
I connect with Bethany like that because I like to throw parties, like with my birthday parties and things like that. I love the whole how she had everything personalized and there's like a gift for every single person, and you just, I felt like that was really cool, and I love the luge thing.
That was cool.
That is so dope
too. I'd be going to Dorinda's. Okay. I just really love that house, and I want to be in, I want to see all the rooms. Yeah, and I like the Santa Clauses everywhere. Where would you guys want to go out of all the parties?
I want to go to Dorinda's too.
Yeah.
Because like it's like a fun slumber party. When do you ever sleep all together with just your girlfriends and you're in your PJs and like multiple meals are cooked for you? Like that seems like cozy Christmassy time to me. Bethany's party was gorgeous, but it's one of those parties that, you know, is a cocktail party just for that evening and you're booking it home.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather, I mean, I was going to agree with Thomas and say I like Bethany's party just because of how glamorous and beautiful it was, and just it was
like
gorgeous,
personalized almost.
Personalized for each with their own individualized ornaments and stuff, and well thought out. But at the end of the day, I want to be curling up next to a fireplace, talking with my girls.
Well, not Dorinda's fireplace.
Not Dorinda's broken
fireplace.
But I want to be hanging out with my girlfriends, having game night, drinking wine.
No one's
and not
going to Ramona's party.
It's safe to say no one's going to Ramona's party. So yeah, I want to know if you guys which party you would go to, obviously. But like at that party, I feel like, okay, so let's make something clear about live reads. I just want to make something clear to some of the trolls. You know, we don't, you know, our content that we put out every week is for you guys.
For free.
For free, you know? So if we're doing a live read, that's something that we're doing to, you know, help us stay alive here. And we want to bring you guys the best content that we can. And so
and make sure that you
I'm
guys
sorry
don't
that
have
you're
to,
not happy with
Make sure that
whatever.
You don't have to pay for it. Yeah. We want you to be able to watch us and get to enjoy us from wherever you are, on your phone, on your laptop, podcast version, like whatever it is. We want you guys to enjoy us in any way you can without having to pay for it. So let me tell you guys about this book, because you know what? Blind Item is helping us out today.
Yeah.
And it is your perfect beach read. It's very scandalous. It talks about this girl, Nicola, who is an assistant job to a high-powered publicist pampering the B-list stars. So she's got all the insider about it. It's true stories. The names have been changed. So you may, as you read the book, be able to pick up on who somebody sounds like. Sometimes when I've read those articles from in Cosmopolitan and stuff, when they have somebody doing it, you can almost imagine who they're talking about. So I'm hoping this book is the same. And they've had major reviews from Kristen Cavallari, Jenny McCarthy, all saying that like it's a must read.
My mom,
it's a perfect
brought it
sexy
to the beach.
Summer read. Exactly,
she loved it.
It's not a true story, but every story inside is true. It's basically Hollywood exposed. Three fields: publicity, tabloid journalism, and reality TV, to give an unflinching and entertaining 360-degree view of Hollywood's perfect industry. And look no further for the perfect summer read, a Fawn Roche's true-to-life Hollywood page-turner full of secrets and scandals, and you can start reading it now at blinditembook.com. So if you guys want a fun summer read, go to blinditembook.com and check it out. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, sounds no, I fun. Love, I actually, and I love that we talk about things that we actually are passionate about, because when
I
it comes to reading,
read.
Yeah, no, I love reading, but I only like to read things that I'm interested in, you know?
Yeah.
So that's something I'm very interested in, so.
I'm reading 50 Shades of Grey
got
right
it from
now.
My mom.
You are.
Oh, really?
For the first time ever. I'm a little late to the game.
Oh, I never read it.
It's amazing.
Good? Yeah. It's really good.
It's
sexy. It's sexy times.
I hear you can't put it down. It's the only problem.
No, I can't.
Yeah.
I'm like awake till 3:30 in the morning reading it every day.
Wow. The only thing I usually read are like psychic, like books about psychics and stuff, which is kind of interesting. Like a lot of John Edwards books and stuff. So I feel like I need to branch out. So like reality TV stuff. Fifty Shades, yeah.
It's like
a light read. A light read, yeah. Mine's a little heavier.
Yeah.
For astrology and stuff like that. Okay, so we all would rather go... None of us would want to go to Ramona's party. I'm so sorry, Ramona. But speaking of Ramona, this was interesting. She went to dinner with Avery and Avery's girlfriends, and these are the same girls that were at her Sweet 16. You know, I'm sure these are the same girls that were even at that party years ago, the dance that they showed that Avery went to. And I think Ramona was, like, chaperoning at. Like, I'm talking, like, season two, season three. So they're all grown up. And I was surprised to hear they're 22 years old, these girls. And they're drinking wine with Ramona. It was just interesting. Ramona's like, yeah, I should have you guys over. And I should do, like, Monday dinners with you guys. I'll bring my girlfriends. And I love, I mean, old Avery, when she was a kid, like, I feel like she was very, like, she would always tell her mother, no, mom, stop this, mom, don't wear that, mom. Now she's kind of her girlfriend, in a sense. You don't really see her rolling her eyes at her or disagreeing with her. And Ramona's still the same Ramona. So has Avery changed, or has Avery become tolerant to certain things that maybe she used to get aggravated at?
I think it's a combination of both, actually.
Okay.
And it was refreshing and nice to see, like, her and her friends. Like, I feel like in New York, you don't really rotate friends too much. Like, I'm sure these families come from, like, wealthy families and stuff like that. So, the fact that they were all together, I thought that was really cool that she hasn't changed friends.
Yeah.
But I felt like it's a combination of the two.
Well, Ramona invited Bethany to her holiday party, which it seemed, the way they edited it, it was the night before Bethany's. That's what they made it seem like. But Bethany didn't invite Ramona. Do you guys think that because it's the holidays, Ramona should have been included? No. Okay. And next question.
According to Sonia, it seems like Ramona's on the Xanax. Maybe that's what was going on. Maybe that's what was going on in the Berkshires.
Sonia said this in the eggs
section.
Let's just
not have a repeat of what
happened. Did you guys pick up on that?
It was a little bit of what Sonia does, which here and there she'll throw in
a little nugget. A little throwaway line, and we catch it, and we're like, oh!
What do you guys think, the guys, everybody in the live chat right now, do you think that Sonia meant to talk about the Xanax, or it was just a slip-up? And even if it were a slip-up, it was still edited to stay in the episode.
I don't think she cared about it.
Right, and producers didn't seem to care either, so.
I think that's just Sonia. She just, like, slips sometimes.
Sonia being Sonia.
Yeah.
What was her old tagline?
Oh,
if being Sonia's so wrong, why does it feel so right?
Mary Duda, I like your name. Mary Duda just said, is Jason Hoppy going to jail? Interesting.
Wow, is he?
Who, did you send me something via Twitter last week about Jason and
his
post?
Mary Duda?
I'm talking to you,
you're talking
Ms.
to
Ash.
Me, okay.
Didn't you send me a Twitter last week that was showing it's either Jason doing it and he's responding to people's tweets?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
I think
so
you tagged all of
them. I didn't tag you guys. I texted you guys a screen grab of it. No, it's not really him.
There's a fake
Jason Hoppy Twitter account that I thought was the real Jason Hoppy Twitter account.
I thought it was.
And it was, I don't think it is. If it is, then, I mean, who's pretending to be Jason Hoppy? He's got like 5,000 followers. Someone's pretending to be Jason Hoppy, so I'm just curious.
Someone had even alluded to the fact that they thought it was him just like kind of just...
Right.
Right?
Why do you think he's
like
going to jail?
Parody of himself.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, so Bethany's party, she was talking about in our very own Real Housewives aficionado, Megan Stecker, picked up on something very interesting. Bethany was talking to her chef about a lobster roll hunt that she went on a while back. Well, she was looking for the best food crawl. She was at a food crawl or something, looking for the best lobster roll. And Megan remembered the episode. Do you remember?
So it was from Bethany Ever After. And I remember she, like, ditched Jason. I think Jason had Brynn in the stroller. And she was like, get lost. I'm going to go on this food crawl with this kid.
Yes.
And so she and that nervous introvert food blogger guy went and did their food crawl. It was like a food truck crawl, really. Yeah. How funny.
I love how Bethany is such a foodie. I mean, we just saw a lot of Bethany really knowing her food tonight. We knew that anyway, but it was a good reminder. We saw her with Carol. It was just such like an opposite. She's so opposite than Bethany.
I feel like it's really
Bethany.
Good for her brand when she does stuff like this, because you forget that she like went to school for natural food. She studied like natural foods and having food be like holistically, you know, healing and... you know, that was kind of the basis for when she did Bethany Bakes, and then it rolled into Skinny Girl. So when you forget that, and she's talking about like, coffee and like coffee creamer and getting crazy about it on her Snapchat, you forget that like she really does have that background.
Yeah, it's awesome to see that too. And her party looked awesome just in terms of the food that she chose. Like it was light. It was lots of seafood and you know, lots of skinny girl.
I like the product, like showing of the products, because it just, I like, that's the side that I like about her, and I felt like she's in her element when she's showing off her products. It's like she feels like she's in control, and yeah, I really enjoyed seeing those skinny girl products.
And I liked the little ice luge, and Carol saying, I want to drink some fun things, like an ice luge or sippy straws. And it is more fun when you do something like that. You're almost more prone to like, I'll take a shot. I mean, and I've seen them at parties and stuff at my age. And I think at like 50, I'm like, that's going to be like just a random fun, like, let's go back to having a fun time. And everything's not so serious all the time. And it looks like they really enjoyed themselves and everyone looked beautiful. Carol's hair looked beautiful. Like,
Carol was caught me off guard.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, but who looked better? I want to know who you guys thought looked better, because they both had the sequin dresses on, Sonia or Carol.
Who was the best dress of the night?
Of the night in general, or at that
Bethany's party? Because everybody was kind of rocking. I'll
tell you what the best dress was at Luann's party later, which was Dorinda. I loved that dress with the colors. Oh,
really?
Yeah. Oh, I loved it. I loved it.
She stood out big time.
I loved Bethany's outfit there, I think.
Hers was really pretty. Carol's was pretty too, but no, I mean, I just loved it. It was so unique. I thought it was awesome. I loved it. Yeah. I love everything Dorinda wears, though. I think she's an amazing dresser. She's such a classy dresser. Mm-hmm. At Bethany's party, I'm not a sequiny person.
No.
So I didn't like...
You like Bethany's jumpsuit with the black?
Yeah, totally. I would do that. I'm always in black. I'm like so boring. I don't know. What about you guys?
You're not boring at all.
No, it looks good.
All right. Thanks. Okay. So then we have... so it was interesting to see in general just, you know, Luann was invited to Bethany's party tonight, although she couldn't make it because she was planning her wedding. But to see that the two of them have come back from everything they've gone through and all the names that Bethany's called Luann and vice versa.
And we have not forgotten that. We don't have amnesia.
Someone said we had amnesia. That's awesome.
I wrote back though and said that we do not.
We do remember what Bethany did, but I try to take a fresh perspective on every season as it comes out and give everybody back to square one at the beginning of a season because people change.
You don't have to explain yourself,
Lindsay. But people like realize certain things. They see, so they go back and they watch themselves and they like Dorinda did today, going, you guys didn't understand my speech last year at the engagement party. And we see Dorinda holding back from the alcohol this year a little bit and staying in control more.
Sonia, too.
You realize these things, and they do make, concessions to fix certain things. I do think that Bethany feels truly sorry about what she said to Luann last year. It doesn't make it okay. It doesn't mean that you forget it. Mm-hmm. But I do believe I try to put everybody back at square one and start the season off fresh and give everyone like...
You know what season I've been watching, and it's kind of addicting, but I'm watching the episode when Kelly Ben Simon left Scary Island and Jill came in.
I just watched that too. Why did you watch that?
Because it's on my DVR.
It's on mine too.
Really? Yeah, it's random how it pops up like that.
Yeah, really random.
But it's...
My DVR didn't take and it.
And your DVR doesn't like you the way our DVR likes us.
That's when Jill and Bobby came and she's like...
When she made the steak and she's like, okay, I had to go away because Kelly's steak wasn't cooked and Kelly almost ate a raw steak and
That's always going to be my favorite New York thing.
Surprise! Okay, sorry. Back to season 50,000.
Haven't we been through enough?
There's been enough drama. Okay. Ramona explains the paint situation. Oh, by the way, can we just go back to that for 1 second? You know what I thought when I was watching that? How normal Ramona, granted she did turtle
so
time.
Humble.
And everything, so, but just so like nurturing to Bethany at that time.
She was, and it's weird now because like we do the show now and I look back and I'm like, damn, they used to be such good friends. They sat next to each other.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Ramona was really protective. She didn't want nobody to not eat her food, Bethany's food. She was just like different. We have to understand though, at the end of the day, she was cheated on by someone she was with for like 25 years. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you know what that does to you on your just
self-esteem
everything.
That alone?
Mm-hmm. It's sad. It really is sad, and I do feel bad. It's all happening out in the open for everyone to see. So it's just, we gotta sympathize for her.
And somebody called it out. Who was it? Which housewife was saying kind of, you know, that first year, it's kind
Carol.
That first year, it's exciting. You meet new men, you go on dates, you have sex, and all these things. And then the second year, it's kind of like, okay, yeah. This is my life right now. Am I going to find someone to love again? The same way that Luann thought, am I going to find someone that I can love and get married to again? So it is sad, and Ramona is going through something very difficult. Understandable why she's on Xanax. And
is it understandable how she explained the pain situation, though?
No.
Okay.
The pain situation is ridiculous.
We at least figured it out what happened. But, I mean, when she was explaining it, were you guys at home listening kind of like at the edges of your seat? Because I know the four of us were like, okay, we're going to get an answer. What happened? And as she was explaining it, it was like, wait,
didn't make sense a little
what?
Bit.
It was exactly as I pictured it. Like, her just, like, you know, climbing the walls. climbing the walls in hysteria, just ripping things off the wall because it wasn't how she liked things. Like,
she had a Tarzan moment.
And, I mean, and Avery's friends aren't going to call her out doing something wrong. She's paying for their dinner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So they're going to sit there with mouths shut and compliment her or tell her that, oh, Bethany's doing wrong or Dorinda's in the wrong, you know? No, Bethany messed up. Ramona messed up. She owes Dorinda an apology, and she owes Dorinda however it costs to fix it or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I didn't like that she was sweeping things under the rug, because I hate when people do that. It's like, just say you're sorry, and then we can move on.
Well, she did it.
Yeah.
Because I know last week Dorinda confronted her, and then so this week we see her confront Ramona at Ramona's own party, and she ignored it again.
Maybe she does it unintentionally because she doesn't know how to, like, go through situations like that. I don't know, because it's like she always does
this. I don't know how she has a room of 100 girlfriends that come out for her birthday every year if that's the way she treats her friends.
Right!
That's very true.
I know.
That's what I'm saying.
WI fan.
Is that Wisconsin fan?
Maybe.
I'm from Wisconsin.
Could be.
Shout out to Wisconsin.
Could be, or could just be, like, we fan. I don't know. Let us know. Well, anyway, they said, interesting to me that Alex was so upset about the psych behavior on Scary Island, and now she's a trained psychologist.
I wasn't a fan of Alex.
Hasn't there been enough? No. Okay. Luann and Tom's wedding, we got, like, glimpses. I think you had mentioned, Tom, that it was, like, Thomas.
It was like a good package,
you said.
Yeah, it was a good package. It was very, like, we're not going to act like it didn't happen. We got some personal footage. We got Jill in there. We just checked every box that we needed to make sure that the fans knew it happened. And I like how they transitioned into, oh, cheers, New Year. It's all, they put the date. I really liked it.
What about Dorinda? I think Luann knew. She was like, she was on the wedding. Luann goes, I think she was at the beach. And then later on, we hear Dorinda, she's like, I, first of all, forgot to book my flight. And then I was drinking Bloody Marys on the beach, and I was like, whoops, I'm supposed to be getting my hair and makeup done. When they
would have
forgot
been so dress. Pissed at Dorinda.
She bought the dress?
Yeah.
That's so stressful for the bride. Pissed too.
The bride, this is the last thing you want to be worrying about.
Cheesehead.
Yes, fellow cheesehead. Hey.
I love cheese.
Just tell me where in Wisconsin you're from on here. We'll just start our own little chat right now.
But yeah, continue. Okay. Cheesehead.
I lost my train of thought now talking to my Wisconsin friend.
You would have been so pissed at Dorinda.
I would have been so pissed at Dorinda. This is Luann's day. This is the last thing she needs to be worried about. There is so much stuff going on your wedding day. You just want to relax, and it's all about you.
I wonder if Dorinda had one of her crazy party nights with John, like the martini train. And
a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't doubt that.
And then, like, so her mind hasn't even really come back to her in the morning. She's maybe a little hungover. That's why she had the Bloody Mary by the pool. And then it's like, where are you? You were supposed to be here an hour ago. That's a decent explanation for what we've seen from Dorinda in the past, I think.
You weren't going to see Luann get mad at that, though, because Luann, I feel like she was just in this mindset of, I think every bride's day, it's like, nothing's going to ruin this.
And Luann doesn't really get mad or angry.
And she was the only housewife there that was invited, aside from Jill, so you can't get mad at her.
We got, like, no Jill, but she looked really good. But we got no Jill.
The blue was cute.
Yeah. Has Jill responded to you now that you guys are best friends, Lindsay? No?
Okay. She has yet to respond, but she is still following me. I did check. Maybe she followed me and then, you know, like, unfollowed me.
Make sure you keep tweeting her, because now that, you know, things have died down with, like, last week's episode, she's probably not getting as many tweets. So, yeah, please get her.
She's got a million followers. She's getting plenty of tweets, probably, but
I don't want to steal your thunder, but she followed me, too.
I saw!
I know.
Don't worry, Megan and I don't feel bad at all. Okay. Dorinda and Ramona, so then they meet to talk about, like, the wedding, catch up a little bit. I don't think anything too serious went on there, conversation-wise.
Just Dorinda saying that she's like, okay, enough with the celebrations. We're going to have this party for everybody now that we're back. And, okay, we're done with the celebrations, right? We're done.
Yeah.
And she brought it up even in her toast, which I thought was a little bit rude.
Yeah.
A little bit
of
shade right there. You don't need to say that.
Right. Like, because she said when she first came in, I already said that to her, that enough with and the celebrations were done, right?
Yeah.
So to bring it up in front of the whole group.
Yeah.
Dorinda, I love you, but...
And Mike, to shout out the people that weren't at the wedding, too, in the toast, I would have been like, come on.
It got really awkward for all the girls that weren't invited. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Michael has a question for you guys. I'm not doing it, but are any of you guys doing the OC Housewives? They want to know?
I was on the panel for last season, and we haven't got our letters back yet, but I would love to go and join OC. Okay. I'm excited about that.
Are you doing it?
I'm not a panelist for that show.
Okay,
do Beverly Hills, right?
Used to. I had to give that up this year.
You're a busy girl.
I know, we missed you on that one.
R.I.P. Beverly Hills.
And I saw, isn't Jersey starting up soon?
I'll probably be doing Jersey again.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's going to be like my fourth season.
Oh, my
God.
Do you really love
Jersey?
You know, I used to. I think it's been really bumpy since I've been covering it here. Like, because they keep Teresa as their focus, I think it's been really a really rough few seasons.
Is it true that they're bringing Danielle back?
Well, she's back, so I think
you have to do it.
I think we might have some juicy.
Not only that, guys. So I host a daily 10 minutes of news a day on the Anchor app. If you guys don't have that, it's a really cool app where you can listen to different types of. There's all different It's like radio. It's like radio for podcasting, in a sense. It's like
that's
the two of them had a baby, in a sense. But I do celebrity news on there, and today I was kind of debating on whether or not I should share it with the people on the Anchor app, because I'm like, I hate feeding into rumors, but they're saying, and Kim D was the one who was saying it to Us Weekly, that Teresa Giudice is cheating on Joe, and I'm like, I don't believe that. I don't feel like she would do that. She's been with him since she was a kid. But anyway... If you guys want to comment on here,
well,
let us know.
Well, Kim D isn't really... She's notorious for kind of
just
saying...
Just stirring the drama, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's, and
she's
Megan
the
brought
most reliable
up,
I
don't know,
source.
I'm sure you brought up a good point, too.
We were talking before the show, and I said, well, doesn't... She's filming a show, so I wonder if she's trying to get some...
Mm-hmm. Plot lines.
Light spotlight on her right now in the press to promote her new show.
Yeah,
maybe that's coming out this summer.
Exactly.
We'll see.
So, let's see. We have Luann's... celebration for her wedding part two or part like 5,000 and this was kind of weird because it was like in like a little like very small little room. It almost looked like the room off of the room in the ballroom, like, you know, when you have a ballroom and then there's like a room off to that at a hotel
parties.
Because
it was like a table shoved in the corner with the white tablecloth on it, one gift on that. And then just drinks, no hors d'oeuvres, and this like really tacky rug, and it was just like dark and dungy. And then there was just like one after the other, people just there was nowhere to sit. It was a weird last minute get together. It seemed like it wasn't something she had planned.
Do you think that they ran out of money? Like
Ramona said that.
Insinuated?
No,
not Tom did not run out of money.
Tacky of Ramona.
I think this was something that the production put on, because if they did, then they're not going to pay a ton of money for it.
Good point.
They just needed all the women in the room, and
that's what it was. They wanted everybody to get what they were probably hoping was that to get a lot of chatter. Like, I can't believe they did it.
It's a small room.
I can't believe they're married.
Right.
Why didn't we get to see Bethany and Ramona talk or interact? Like, not even
because they didn't talk or interact.
Well,
probably,
I was also a little bit annoyed because Bethany said, I'm going to be in there 30 minutes. I have to get home and put Britton down. Bethany was there the whole time, editing, of course. But it looked like that party was going on for a while. They covered a lot at the party, and Bethany was there the whole time. Didn't leave to go put Britton to bed.
Do you think that was an out in case something happened? She wanted to just get out of there quick? She wanted like an excuse.
Maybe
know.
She wanted Zarin an
wasn't
excuse.
There either.
Right?
That would have been wild.
That would have created more
Why
drama.
Why do you think Jill Zarin wasn't there? Do you think that
Bethany
said, I won't go?
Yeah, okay. I think it was a Bethany thing.
So this was not a Luann situation. This was probably a party that was put on by production. I mean, no one was there. When you think about it, where are all Luann's real friends? Like her other friends? Like, this is a party that literally just had the cast of the Housewives and the guys that they're dating.
Well, there was, like, the some of the people that came in that Bethany and Dorinda were like, who are these people?
You're like, I feel like there was, like, five of those people.
It was definitely more Housewives and their
That's why I feel
significant
like this was
people
like
they were bringing.
Phony baloney party.
It was totally phony.
Production wanted
put
them
together
to all
last
be like,
minute.
Well, they really did it. They really pulled it off. Tom, how's that ring feel on that finger?
Whoa.
I know, like, those kind of comments.
His response, guys, what is that?
He just does himself no favors. Like, he looked so bad last season. So for the fact that this season, he's still making those kind of comments that make him look so bad in our in the viewers' eyes. I'm like, Tom, catch on. Like, don't be the bad guy.
But then do you feel like he's trying to overcompensate when he's like, Luann's like the best cook and yeah. she's amazing and I'm so lucky to have her in my life. And all of a sudden it's like yeah. all you're like, wait a second, you just made a joke about your ring being too heavy and you get a hall pass and these other comments like at the wedding, where's the wine? Can I sit down? You know, and he's almost compensating to make up for the things he's saying.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe we're not getting his sense of humor either. I think yes, somebody left context. A comment of that he's just really dry and his humor yeah. is just not there. People aren't catching on. But I don't think he's a really bad guy. I really don't. I think, like...
I think he's a woman as a woman as a woman.
Wait, that should be our song next week. Wait, do you think that because if he were a really... bad guy, he would be a little more protective of, at least a little more like on guard as to what he says, mm-hmm. and maybe just like
I think so.
Control like, himself a little bit more.
What he's done with, is, from those was jokes. Terrible, obviously, and the pictures and the evidence we have was obviously not good. But I want to believe that he turned a leaf, and during this whole process has been faithful, and maybe the other stuff has just been rumors. So the past him, no bueno. The him now, I think.
Give him a chance.
Let's give him all a chance. But okay. I know viewers are not, and our fans are not going to like agree. But
okay, do we think tonight? I don't know if you guys caught this, but when Frenchie and Sonia walked over to Tom and Luann, Sonia was nervous the whole time, like super nervous about Frenchie.
She was super weird about Frenchie.
So weird.
Well, he also moved in. We didn't in my head, man mentioned that he's also moved in.
He did
now.
Move in. Right. What I feel like was she was nervous because she wanted Tom to see her with Frenchie, a young, hot guy.
Yeah.
And she was nervous because she can't admit that, but it's like still like that's the guy she was seeing for a long time. And I saw Tom's eyes, and it was like a split second that he was like a little bit like jealous.
There was so much going on.
And then he grabbed Luann by the neck. It was like what is odd. Happening?
The chokehold.
Do you guys think
really,
that Sonya was trying to make Tom
to do with
jealous?
Sonya? I don't, you know, like kind of like remember.
Yeah.
That's what I thought because then Sonya brought it up.
And she's like, the
I
strong,
just feel like
whatever.
It's like when
chokehold.
When you upgrade or you upgrade with like your next partner and you run into somebody, that's your moment. You better make sure that you're looking as bomb as you can. And I think Sonya nailed it. She was with this younger guy. You know, he's very charming, and she ran into this guy. And yeah, he's married to Luann, but I feel like Luann in another sense was like, I have the ring, I have the ring. There was so much going on. It was just almost like, well, Sonia, like, that's nice that you met in November, but, you know, I'm married for life. It was just so much.
Ken, you're so right. Oh
there
my
was
God.
So much in that whole little foursome.
Yeah. A lot.
Can we talk about Frenchie, though?
Yes.
And him wanting to take a bike ride and have a baguette. And all of
I saw
us,
you falling in love like watching
like,
it.
He's so sweet and he's so endearing and love, like, very obviously loves Sonia.
Yeah.
Do we think that he is... Sonia's okay with him imposing himself in her home? Like, I feel like she wasn't okay with it. She'd be like, get lost.
She likes her privacy. I think she likes her space.
I think she likes it.
You think she likes
it? She's allowing it.
Yeah. I mean, she's allowing it. And she's like, he's saying, we got to get rid of this and do that and change that. And she's kind of all about it, which I think a lot of viewers have been dying for Sonia to, like, update the townhouse.
I don't think she would be happy with it if Tinsley didn't live there. But I think because Tinsley's there, it's kind
like
of
another
fun.
Roommate. Yeah.
Like, what's the difference
company?
At this point? You got two people there. One person there may as well have one other person.
And I agree with you.
And Tinsley being at the party with her 23-year-old Chad.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Who was Ramona saying he's more age-appropriate for Avery?
Yes.
Yeah. And
yes.
I was like, well, that's 100% true.
And by the way, Victoria looked amazing tonight.
In the wedding.
She so, in the wedding, but also...
Noelle.
That's what, no, but
oh,
I'm,
so handsome. Noelle
no, but so handsome.
Wait, where was Noelle? I didn't even see him.
They were dancing together.
I was just looking at Victoria. Oh, I didn't see him. You know what?
He's very grown
all my like, literally, the two times I saw Victoria, I was just looking at her. She looked amazing.
She's beautiful.
But when she walked into the... if you want to call it the celebration, whatever, the second time
the
around.
After wedding
the after
party?
Celebration celebration. She looked amazing. She's just, I think she's so pretty. But I love seeing Avery and Victoria and Noel, even though I didn't actually see him. I'll have to go back and watch. Just because they've grown up so much.
Oh, yeah.
And how classy Avery is. Like, when she talked to Bethany, she knows what's going on between her mother.
Girl,
and she's still, like,
Avery.
Compliments her. And she's so sweet.
Props,
and
girl.
It used to remind me of, like, when Jill and Bethany weren't doing too well. But, like, I remember reading about it. And, Megan, I'm sure you can clarify. Like, Jill's daughter, what's her name again?
Oh, I know. Why was always
Allison, Allie.
Yeah.
Allie was really close to Bethany. Mm-hmm. So I remember like when that happened and they stopped talking, I think Allie still spoke to her or had seen her somewhere. Mm-hmm. I read somewhere like that. Like Bethany was still cordial with her or whatever. Ooh. But like, I don't know. It's just, it makes you wonder like when you, when Bethany sees Avery, for instance, or sees Victoria or anything, does she ever feel like, oh, okay, I could put some of this stuff aside because I've seen these kids for a while. It makes me feel like I should put some stuff behind me.
I have another example from OC, which is Tamara's situation with Vicky.
And it's Brianna.
Like Brianna is really the glue that kind of keeps that relationship going, and it's just as toxic as Ramona and Bethany's relationship. But I feel like that's why we're going to see, you know, these women still be together no matter what these people say. I just feel like there's so much history there.
There's so much history, exactly.
And it's not like you're not going to see them. They work together. This is a show, and yes, they work together. So it's kind of like you have this coworker you're going to have for eternity
and
until the show's over.
Ramona had a date she met that night.
Oh, did she or didn't she? I was so confused because then he's like, we just met tonight. And then she's like, I keep my dating to myself or something.
Was he being honest and he slipped up?
Or was she being honest and saying they're not dating? Or did she say they were dating? And she didn't, her confessional, it went to, and she's like, I don't know. Do I date him? Do I not? I don't know what she said. She was all wishy-washy about
it. She was. But, and then Carol without Adam, who has moved out of the house and found his own apartment now, finally. Like, I kind of was wishing that Adam would have been there because it would have made me think that everything is okay in their relationship. He's just moving out, but they're still strong where they stand. And not that it matters. I would have liked to have seen
Carol
there.
Single for some reason. I've seen her as the writer, this like book writer.
Totally.
She's totally comfortable.
With the cats. But Ramona, I don't see that.
We have to wrap it up, but I do want to quickly just talk about Bethany and Carol going out and getting dim sum and getting ice cream and just the difference between Bethany and Carol, and I think why they balance each other out so well.
Yeah. I'm surprised that Carol has never been to dim sum. Everybody's here has been to dim sum.
I haven't.
You have
I
not?
Have.
You have.
Yeah.
Okay, you have.
I mean, I've had it. Okay. But it was at a restaurant that wasn't just dim sum. It was at a restaurant that was like, they had everything.
Yeah, I'm
Do you
glad.
Mean like a place that just has dim sum that comes over to you like that? Because I didn't have that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Just like that.
No.
Yeah, it's a good experience. And I'm glad that that was shown on the show. It was kind of random that they went to Chinatown, mm-hmm. like random. But I think it's good for viewers to like see different cultures. And even though Carol was kind of not into it, it just shows Bethany's variety and how
and foodiness.
Why did the producers kept that in of all the things they filmed? There was
That's
really
maybe
nothing.
A side of New York that I'm sorry.
Oh, I think also it shows a nice stark contrast between the two of them because they need that as characters. Everybody just assumes like they're two good friends
Peace
and off on their own,
and
like Carol has to do what Bethany does, and I think. The stark contrast between the two. And they had a very good conversation about Adam moving out. So I think maybe that was like maybe the middle center of everything we saw. So everything we saw before that and after that, just kind
good
of a little
point.
Bonus.
Good
I
point.
Think, just real quick, I think that they showed it because I think when we watch Real Housewives, we don't get to really see Chinatown. So it was nice to get a change of pace. It's like, oh, there's
You mean Housewives of New York.
Real Housewives of New York. It's like, oh, things aren't just all cute and there's like hot dogs and like, you know, ice creams. There's like other things going
cultures.
On in New York
there's
City.
So many cultures in New York. Yeah.
That was really cool if they did show that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they show more. I mean, they've been doing that too, though. Mm-hmm. They're not always. I don't
but
even know if that's something in the Upper East Side.
Like, I love the mundane stuff that they show because I feel like you get to know them so much better.
Yeah. It's real. It's real life.
It's real life.
We don't
it's
see them shop.
Drama.
I've never seen them shop at like a Barney's or something or Bergdorf. So have you guys ever seen a scene where they're like Christmas shopping at like a really expensive store? I've never seen that
they did,
that
like,
I remember.
Maybe
where
once
Chanel
they bought,
or
they
something.
Where
or Fifth
was
F.
Ramona shopping at the beginning of this season with Avery?
They always go to small boutiques. I feel like
boutiques,
in Soho and stuff,
you
which
want,
is
like,
still
designer.
Expensive.
You
but I'm saying
designer.
I never see them walk out of like a Gucci or something or a Chanel.
Yeah.
Ever I see on BH, but I never see it with.
They probably
New York.
Don't get clearance to shoot there or something.
Maybe. Anyway,
let's
get some predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Guys, I'm so excited to see what happens between Luann and Missy when they meet for the first time and Tom mentions, oh yeah, you guys met at the Regency.
Woo!
That is my excitement. I have a prediction that Luann is going to hold it together very, very well, but we are going to see the initial look on her face and it's not going to be good.
Ooh. I'm worried about Rocco maybe breaking things off with Sonia after the Frenchie admission.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you agree with that?
I'm just trying to
I'm
see.
With you. I'm with Megan on that, too. I think that Ramona kind of made a mistake on this part. I know she had to bring this, like, gorgeous display to, you know, the aftermath party. But long run, if Frenchie's not the one, then she's missing out on somebody that I think truly loves her. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited. I'm interested to see where that goes.
I have to just say, Luann tweeted. She got really mad that Carol said she doesn't cook. She wrote, "Really? From a girl who eats Twinkies and chocolate-covered donuts and converted her kitchen to an office? I cook. Don't be so uncool."
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
She takes it
so we were doubting if Luann writes her own tweets. I think sometimes she writes her own tweets, like right now.
Yeah. The intern was like, "Yeah, off. I'm just kidding."
Yep. Okay, cool. Anyway, where can we find you all, starting with Megan?
You guys can find me on all my social media platforms at Megan Stucker.
And this is Lindsay. You guys can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. And it's my birthday on Monday. Woo! So send me some birthday love, because then I can send some love back to you guys. Or my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com.
Hey guys, I'm Thomas Rulina. Find me everywhere online. I have Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook. I post around the clock, so make sure to check that out at Thomas Rulina.
You can find me on Twitter at Ashley Daniels, Instagram Miss Ashley Daniels, and check out my anchor, news every single day, 10 minutes a day.
Yeah.
It's called Dishing It Daily, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.